A dead partner is bad for business, even if he dies in his sleep. But when he washes ashore on one side of a lake, and his boat is found abandoned on the other side, it's worse. When the sheriff tells the coroner to cut him open and see what we've got, it's time to dust off the resume. And the ink was barely dry on Lou Mason's. The time was 7:30 on Sunday morning, July 12th. It was too early for dead bodies, too humid for the smell, and just right for the flies and mosquitoes. And it was rotten for identifying the body of a dead partner. These are the moments to remember. Mason's dead partner was Richard Sullivan, senior partner in Sullivan and Christensen, his law firm, for the last 3 months. Sullivan was the firm's rainmaker. He was a sawed-off, in-your-face, thump-your-chest ballbuster. His clients and partners had loved the money he'd made for them, but none of them had ever confessed to liking him. Though in his late 50s, he had one of those perpetually mid-40s faces. Except that now he was dead, gray as a Michigan winter, and bloated from a night in the water. Sullivan and Christensen was a Kansas City law firm that employed 40 lawyers to merge and acquire clients' assets so they could protect them from taxation before and after death. When bare-knuckled bargaining didn't get the deal done, they'd sue the bastards, or defend the firm's bastard if he was sued first. Mason's job was to win, regardless of which bastard won the race to the courthouse. The U.S. attorney, Franklin St. John, had been preparing a special invitation to the courthouse for Sullivan's biggest client, a banker named Victor O'Malley. The RSVP would be sent to the grand jury that had been investigating O'Malley for 2 years. Sullivan had asked Mason to defend O'Malley the day Mason had joined the firm as its 12th partner. Mason had accepted, and Sullivan had spoon-fed him the details of O'Malley's complex business deals. Mason quickly figured out that O'Malley had stolen a lot of money from the bank he owned. He was having a harder time figuring out how to defend O'Malley. $50 million was a lot to blame on a bookkeeping mistake. 2 days earlier, Sullivan had taken Mason to lunch, and over a couple of grilled chicken Caesar salads, casually inquired what would happen to O'Malley's defense if certain documents disappeared. "Which documents?" Mason had asked. Sullivan had studied Mason for a moment before answering.
"Let's assume that there are records that show O'Malley and one of his business associates received favorable treatment from his bank."
Mason hadn't hesitated. "Well, that's what the whole case is about. There are too many of those documents to lose, even if I didn't mind going to jail with O'Malley, which I do."
"Lou," Sullivan had said gently, "I only care about the documents with my name on them. Do you understand?"
Mason had nodded slowly, wiping his hands with a white cloth napkin more than was needed to clean them. "I'm not going to jail for you either," he'd answered evenly. "I'll look at the documents and we'll figure something out." Sullivan had given him the pained look of a disappointed parent and changed the subject. Mason knew then that he'd never see the documents. And, in the same instant, he'd also known that his career at Sullivan and Christensen was over. He had failed Sullivan's test, but passed his own. He'd decided to think it over during the firm's annual retreat that weekend, but he knew what he would do come Monday morning. Quit. The retreat was at the Buckhorn Resort at the Lake of the Ozarks in southern Missouri. It had been a long weekend of golf, drinking, and leering for the lawyers and staff. Mason had gone for a walk after the Saturday night poker game, stopping at the beach, a kidney-shaped plot filled with sand along a retaining wall at the water's edge. A slight breeze rolled off the water, just enough to push the air around. A young couple was braided together at one end of the beach. He lay down at a discreet distance on the only lounge chair, turned his back to them, and felt the loneliness of the voyeur.